There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, this is Ellen DeGeneres. We all have a vital role to play in helping California communities, firefighters, and first responders battling wildfires throughout the state. In this time of crisis, the entertainment community unites in support of those keeping us safe. Join us at musicforrelief.org/fire and give to provide firefighters with the critical equipment they need to protect our neighborhoods. That's musicforrelief.org/fire. Thanks.
This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Righto, Bucket Strategy Investing. It is. For those of you just who normally tune into our TV show, I'll say right off the bat, we are audio only today. Means you get a nice little pretty picture of something that says, I think we're only audio. Maybe it's that big blue screen.
I think it is. I think I saw it outside.
The big blue screen saying we're audio only today. Meaning...
Probably better than looking at you and I. But.
Well, it may very well be. I don't know. But anyway, we have a couple people that are out today. And so the folks that normally do the controlling of our, you know...
that control our looks?
Yeah, they're not there. So if you normally watch us, you're just getting our audio. I think it's obvious at this point, but I just thought I'd throw that in. So we'll be back at full industrial strength tomorrow. Anyway, but you got us on the radio, of course. Nothing changes there. Nothing changes on the website other than the visual element. And nothing changes in the sense that we got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's Monday. We don't like to jump right into things on a Monday. But, hey, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway because some stuff came up that I had seen over the weekend. And wanted to, I brought this to Professor Plum's attention, and I wanted to share this, I hate that word, wanted to bring this up on the program with our today just listening audience, because it's stuff that we talk about a lot. I take pride, and I'm sure you do too, Professor Plum, in this program telling it like it is. And I know everybody says that, but it really is true on this show. We will not sugarcoat anything telling you some financial product is better than the other. We will not tell you that everybody should do something or nobody should do something. You get the truth right here. And not only do you get the truth in general, you get the truth in specific, meaning that if you call and ask us about your individual situation and say what is best for you, we will tell you without any bias whatsoever. Does it work for you? Maybe. Does it not work for you? Maybe. And over the weekend... I saw an article in the New York Times, and the headline, it was intriguing to me, which said, we went to a steak dinner annuity pitch. The salesman was not pleased.
Yeah, we've talked about these dinner presentations before.
Oh, sure.
Hey, go for the good dinner. Just say no. No.
Well, I mean, just be skeptical. Or because what happens when you go to these, what normally what they do, and this is what this author had mentioned this, that his 80-something-year-old mom.
Aunt.
Oh, is it his aunt? Yeah. Oh, yes, thank you. His aunt, who was 80, 81, something like that, got this thing in the mail. It actually wasn't even addressed to her. It was addressed to
a former resident.
A former resident, but it was good enough. And so she had said, well, gee, the question went, are you tired of stock market roller coaster ride? Want to protect your principal and lock in interest earnings?
And every one of those is a correct statement.
Right. Now, she'd gotten these invitations before, but this one said, you get a complimentary gourmet meal featuring New York steak. Even better for this person, this aunt of the author, it would be at a restaurant in Granada Hills, California that her mother...
That she liked.
Yeah, that she had liked and her mom had liked. So it seemed like it was a no-brainer to go. So she went with her nephew, who was the author of this article. Now, the nephew who was the author of the article is, I guess, a financial journalist.
Seems like it. He's in the article, he talks about writing about financial products.
Yes, like specifically annuities and things like that. All right, so anyway, I don't want to go into too much detail on here, but he attended this workshop with his aunt and quickly found that they were pitching a product. Which is what you might expect.
What you might expect? Which is you better expect otherwise you're going under...
You're showing up. You're showing up with this steak dinner, which...
you are expecting a sales pitch. When you go to a timeshare, lunch, dinner, weekend, whatever, you expect a sales pitch.
Exactly. So they were pitching these. He called them equity index annuities. They're not called that anymore.
And this may have been an older... thing, because that particular term, I don't want to say outlawed, but the regulatory authorities and agencies really frown on that term. They prefer it being called fixed indexed annuities.
It's been at least a few years since that's been called that, and this article was just written here about a week or so ago or less. So what he had talked about was the fact that they were being pitched these fixed, I'll call them, equity index annuities. Two things that happened with this particular article. Number one, I noticed that the author was rather biased against fixed index annuities as a rule, kind of in general. In fact, he said he wrote critically of them back in 2008. But on the other side, at this workshop that they attended, they were pushing these fixed indexed annuities as if they were some kind of stock market alternative, Professor Plum.
And they were hyping them maybe more than they should have been hyped.
Maybe. They had a big chart up at the front of the room at this seminar, this dinner seminar, showing that an equity, they called it equity, I'm reading from this, index annuity performed 8.29% better after 18 years between 1998 and 2016. 18 years performed 8.29% better than the S&P 500 stock market index. Now, a couple things.
It's unlikely that this particular product existed in 1998. Equity index annuities, fixed index annuities,
yes,
did exist back in 1998. There were a few of them. I know that we were using one as early as 1995. But most likely, this particular product with the caps that they're probably showing didn't exist at that time.
No, it didn't.
And
so
they've changed dramatically.
But here's the bigger problem. They're comparing a product that is really used more as a CD or bond alternative.
It is not a stock market alternative.
To the stock market. And to the writer's credit of this article, he noted that in the very teeny tiny print that this particular rate of return does not include the impact of reinvested dividends in the S&P 500. In other words, you're getting a way, way watered down.
Well, I don't want to say way, way watered down, but you're not getting dividends. I mean, the thing is comparing...
Over 18 years, it's way watered down.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a couple percent a year. I mean, it is a couple percent a year from a dividend standpoint. And they are looking at the index. The index by itself is based on the share price, specifically the S&P 500. It's based on the share price of the 500 biggest stocks in the U.S. All they do is look at the share price, not the return, just the share price, But the share price doesn't include, if I own that stock, I'm also getting paid not only the appreciation, the potential appreciation, but hopefully a dividend from at least some of those stocks over the time that I get to keep in cash and or reinvest. In index annuities do not include the dividend in the return calculation.
No, they don't. Now, if you had invested in the S&P...
the actual index.
The actual index, where you would be reinvesting dividends, the basket of stocks does 33% better than the annuity. So there's a big disparity
now,
between them.
The only problem with that one is where he got the information from
didn't include...
The fees are very, very low, but he didn't include the fees of the actual mutual fund.
No, he didn't include that. So you have two competing sides here. Now, I'm not going to waste too much time talking more about this article. It was a good article, but it misses a few points. And since I mentioned at the top of the show that I take pride in this program and the people who work behind the scenes, not just in the program, but at Lucia Capital Group, too, in the fact that we'll give you the truth about this. I don't believe that I got the truth really on either side of this. The author was a little more true than I think this person who was
presenting it,
presenting the fixed index annuities. But Professor Plum, just very quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, a fixed index annuity in this seminar that they were attending was being compared to the stock market. You cannot compare what a fixed index annuity performs. You cannot compare a fixed index annuity in all truthfulness to the stock market, because that's not what it's intended to do.
They're not alternatives to each other. They're not designed to be an alternative to each other. They're designed for different purposes. One is, as it's the name says, a fixed annuity. The index is thrown in there to tell you that you're going to earn some rate of interest based on some movement of an index. But it is first and foremost a fixed annuity. There's no risk. You can't say no risk about the market. But also, you don't have any caps, spreads, participation rates, or any factor muddying up the water from return standpoint over time.
Which is what you have on the annuity, your cap.
And comparing it on an 18-year time horizon isn't fair either, because fixed index annuities are not designed for an 18-year time horizon. They're designed for shorter periods of time. They're designed for 5, 6, 7, 8-year time horizons, not 15, 20-year time horizons, because over a 15, 20-year time horizon, we haven't had the need for any downside protection, at least not yet. So why would we do that? And it's not a stock market alternative. It's a fixed income alternative.
Now, I'm bringing this up because this has to do with our actual topic today, which is bucket number two. Believe it or not, this is a tie-in. This is going really well.
Wow.
How about this? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to explain how these fixed index annuities work to a short degree, and then tell you where they can work in your portfolio, in your bucket strategy. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
On Bucket Strategy Investing, we do more than just talk. This is the show powered by the financial planning strategists and investment team at Lucia Capital Group. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Palm. I should give the phone numbers again. All hyped up here. Pumped up as we're talking about, you know, this stuff. Well, it all connects together. All right, 877-PLANNER, that connects us to you, or you to us. 877-752-6637. Maybe you have questions on some of this stuff. Maybe you've been to one of those workshops. I was talking before the break about these seminars, they're really called, dinner seminars. I like how this person described it. You know, a lot of times they serve steak. I don't know why they go to these steak places, but he says, my steak arrived. It was cooked medium unwell.
Medium
unwell.
What does that mean?
It means it wasn't cooked very well. Nobody asked him, you know, how they wanted it anyway.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing about this author of this article who went to one of these seminars, whatever you want to call it, with his 80-plus-year-old aunt, nobody asked his aunt how old she was. Nobody asked the age of any of the attendees. So the presumption there is that fixed index annuities are right for everybody. I mean,
They're not.
Well, they're not. But I mean, what if I were, you know, I'm 25 years old and I say, hey, free steak dinner, I'm starving, let's go.
Right. It went to the former, you know, it came to your house, the former owner, like it did in this case.
Yes. And I saw this and I said, hey, I'd like to go.
And I want a rate of return better than the market with no risk.
Sure.
That's what they're purporting it to be.
Because I'm young, I'm 25, I'm 30. So let's go. Nobody would have turned me away at the door and said, you're too young, you really shouldn't consider something like this. In fact, they'd be losing money on me if I didn't buy because I am, you know, ordering one of those tough steaks that they couldn't sell in the main part of
the dining room.
Right. Excuse me, this looks like it has a bite taken out of it. Ah, no, that's just a serrated knife.
That's disgusting.
But the point of all this is that fixed index annuities were being pitched, and they were being compared, as they often are, for I don't know why, for whatever reason, compared to stock market, and saying these are better than investing in the stock market, and you can't lose money on them. All right, they are not stock market alternatives. Professor Plum, let's just nutshell this very quickly. Fixed index annuities, let's just describe how they work and how they are best used in a portfolio.
Well, they are, as the name implies, a fixed annuity. What is a fixed annuity? It has a guarantee of principal from the insurance company, and it pays interest. The question on the fixed index annuity is, how much interest is it going to pay? Well, the interest is determined at the end of each crediting period, each time period that they've set up, usually an annual basis, sometimes different than that, though. But on an annual basis, you earn interest if the index that you have selected has a positive return over the 30, you know, the 1 year, you know, if it's a 1 year time horizon, it's the only 2 days that matter are the first day of the year and the last day of the year, of not the calendar year, your contract or of your time segment.
So if you start on December 1st, November 30th of the following year.
They look at those days. Where was the index on the first day? Where was the index on the last day?
If it was higher,
then they say, okay, how much higher? What percentage higher? Remember, the index does not include dividends. They're just looking at the index itself. And they say, okay, the index was up by X%. Now we take that X percent and we put it through a formula. The formula may be cap-driven, spread rate. I mean, this is where it gets complicated. But understand that you're not going to get 100% of the growth every year, even in the years where it's positive. There's going to be something moderating it, a spread, a cap, a participation
something.
Rate, something. So the easiest ones to understand are what the cap rates are. It's where it says, I will get whatever that index result was on a positive basis up to a maximum number. Currently, for decent ones, they're in the 6.5%.
So the most I can earn is 6%.
Yeah, 6.5, 6.75, give or take. So if the market's up 10%, I don't earn 10. I earn 6.75 or 6.5 or whatever the number is.
If the market's up 3%,
I earn 3.
If the market is down...
Well, we shouldn't say market. We should say the index.
I'm sorry. If the index is down.
If the index is positive at all, I get the positive result up to a maximum, the cap. Yeah, we're just describing one of the strategies. If it's down, I get nothing. I don't lose anything because my investment is actually not in the index. My investment is in a fixed account with the insurance company, and the only thing that I have at risk with a fixed index annuity is the interest rate that I may or may not earn on an ongoing basis. So if we figure, the interest rate, the market is up 3 or 4 out of 5 or 6 years, I expect to get interest 4 out of 5, 4 out of 6 years, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. depending upon how many years it's up, how many contract years it's up versus how many years it's not. The markets tend to be up more often than they're down. Problem is, when they're down, they're down. The good news is, though, let's say it is down. I start with a hypothetical index of 1,000, and it drops 30% between now and the end of the year.
Rotten year.
And so my index is now at 700. Well, the starting point for the next year is 700. Not 1,000.
But I haven't lost anything. I stand a better chance of...
But I'm capped on the upside.
Yeah, gaining.
So these products are designed for 5 to 10 at the most year time periods. You don't need them for an 18-year time period, but you might want one for a 5 to 6 to 7 to 10-year time horizon. And they are not stock market alternatives. They are trying to get a specific rate of return in the... 3 to 6% at the moment. I'd say 3 to 5% range right now. Can you get that with bonds going forward for 3 to 5 years? Only if interest rates go down. It could, but more likely you're going to earn something less than that. Can you get that out of CDs right now? Shorter term CDs, I've seen some. They're buying some business. They're in the 3 range right now. But then you've got reinvestment rate, and so it may do better. It may do worse, just like this. So it's a matter of you're competing with safe, fixed income type investments. And typically, historically, the studies have shown that the fixed index annuity does do better most of the time, not 100% of the time, than other fixed guaranteed investments, bonds of similar term, and or CDs of similar
That's
term.
That's comparing, as they say, apples to apples. This is making a fair comparison.
But the idea is that you have a goal in mind. Over the next 5 years, 6 years, I do not want to risk my principal, and I want to earn 4% or so, give or take a little bit. And if that's your goal, then these fit very well. If your goal is to get 10, 12, 15%, that's not going to work. These don't work there.
Nope.
If your goal is to get 15%, 10% with no risk, there is nothing that will do that. So you have to look at what is it that you're gaining, what is it you're giving up. You're giving up high potential to give up risk. You're giving up the risk. There is no risk. The principal is guaranteed by the insurance company. The only risk you have is if you need to take 100% of the money out before the end of the surrender period. There is a surrender period for some number of years.
Could be five, six, seven. Could be
I've seen
way
15,
higher than that.
But I don't like those. But you have to understand, do you have the liquidity from other sources to enable you to invest the money for the specific time period? Now, you can get... That depends on the contract. Most of them give you maybe 10% a year flexibility. You can get up to 10% of the contract value out in any given year. Most of the time we're looking to make sure that you don't need to touch this money for the length of the surrender period. But if that is an acceptable potential return, not taking any risk, then they work really well. If you're willing to take risk and you want a better rate of return, these aren't the greatest product for you.
We're talking about what they're called fixed indexed
annuities.
Fixed index annuities. They're not rotten. They're not horrible. They're not disgusting. They're also not tremendous, awesome.
Greatest thing ever.
No, I mean, they can work great given your individual circumstances.
Or
all right,
not.
Take a break and talk to you about where they fit in a bucket strategy. 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We're going to take more of your calls right now. Before the break, we were talking about these fixed index annuities, and after we take a couple of calls here...
We'll get back to them.
We're
going to
get back to them and tell you where they belong in your portfolio, if at all. Where in your bucket strategy? Because the topic today was bucket number two. And this is my roundabout way of getting into that topic. But I want to get back to the calls, make sure everybody's questions are answered. If you have any other questions on this stuff, on annuities or how they work, are they right for you, you can give us a call. But anything else works as well. All right, Sarah, or no, I'm sorry, excuse me. Andy in Phoenix is next. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Ray, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Hey, Ray, based on the amount of money that I have in my retirement accounts today, which is approximately $7 million, my required minimum distributions are going to exceed $400,000 annually when I reach 70 and a half, which is going to put my wife and I in a very high tax bracket.
Yeah.
The majority of my IRAs are invested in apartments, so about 65%, and the other 35% is in cash and some stocks. I'm 63 now, so it's going to be 8 or 9 years before I have to start worrying about this. But I plan to continue to invest in apartment complexes for the next 10 years or so, and which is going to provide me with a lot of depreciation expense that will result in, you know, net income losses on my tax returns. So I'm wondering about converting some of my retirements, my traditional IRAs, to Roth accounts. And I'm wondering if I should do that every year so that I have a zero tax liability, or should I do it so that I, you know, pay a 10% tax, a 12% tax, or 22%. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
I would work with your accountant on this, and the 10% bracket is fairly small. That's only, you know, a married couple about $19,000. The 12% bracket plus the 10 is only $77,000. That's not going to make a dent in a $7 million IRA. So I would consider you doing at least the 22. I mean, if you're looking at it going into the future, you know, 10 years from now, what your required minimum distribution will be potentially, you know, you said $400,000 a year. And it's probably not too far off from that, unless they change the rules, which I don't see them doing very much.
Okay.
You know, what is your bracket at that point? If it stays the tax brackets that we have now, you're in the 35% marginal bracket for some of that money. Not all of it, but some of it. I would probably use the 12 for sure. Take it all the way up to the 12% bracket for sure. But work with your accountant. And, you know, if you're not, I mean, you might want to use the 22, because reality is $7 million. You know, a 5% return is what, $350,000?
Yeah.
You do 70,000, it's not even, you know, it's 1% of the account. You know, is it making that big of a deal? If you're only going to do 1% of the account, I don't know. You know, it's one of the, you're in a great, horrible situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. The bad news is
or a horribly great situation.
The bad news, you got to pay taxes. The good news, you get to pay taxes.
But I wouldn't buy any more real estate, you know, apartment complexes inside my IRA. I'd use my IRA to make payments on real estate I buy personally. So that hopefully the reason you're buying the real estate is A, cash flow, but also for some potential growth out of it, which you may or may not need this week. But I'd rather have that growth in my personal account than in my IRA.
Okay.
I definitely work with my accountant.
But it's a good way to think about it.
And I'd use up at minimum the 12% bracket, and I'd probably use the 22.
Okay. Ray, do you work on an hourly basis by any chance that you could come up with a plan on something like this?
Well, the reality is you need somebody who has your tax returns and can do tax projections, and that's not something we can do.
But if you want to hang on and, you know, there may be other ways that we can help you out with this. So if you want to hang on, did you have any other questions for us there, Andy, or?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, but I tell you what, you're thinking about this, and this is good. You got 7-8 years before it really becomes a reality for you, but it's nice that you're thinking about it now. You're doing the right thing by, you know, understanding how tax brackets work and knowing. But the problem, Professor Plum, is a good bulk of this, because of the amount that it is, it's going to go through the 10, the 12.
Oh, it's going to blow right
22
through.
22 bracket, the 24, and then I think it's 32 after that.
32 after that. It goes up pretty quick.
Right, but the 24, a good
the
chunk of this is going to be in the
24. Will take them all the way through 315.
Right, a good chunk of this is going to be in the 24%
and
bracket.
At least if you can go all the way up to the 24, I said 22, but now I'm going to go to 24. It's not going to be any lower.
No. It won't be any lower.
If you take it up to 315, at least he's using, you know, 4 to 5% of the overall IRA in any given year, which hopefully will stymie at least some of the growth and not make it a $15 million, you know, IRA by the time he retires or by the time he gets to age 70 and a half.
Yeah, hold on, Andy. Maybe we can talk to you a little bit further about planning, because he's already doing some planning, which is excellent. I think it's a great – I mean, a lot of people don't even think about this. He's got some time.
He's got about 7 years, eight years.
I don't know. Did he say? I missed it. If he said what bracket he's in now, or if he's.
We didn't get into what his tax return is doing now, but he's believing that he must be acting as a real estate professional, which allows him to write off a lot of the depreciation things, not capped by the $25,000. So he's under the assumption that he can basically come in with a zero or lower tax bracket right now.
Okay, so that's where this comes in, and for folks that are wondering, well, what do you mean? You're saying use up the 10, use up the 12, use up the 22. Whenever you take money out to pay taxes on it, out of the IRA, it's going to be taxed at one of those brackets.
Yeah, it's going to be put on top of the rest of your income.
So you have all your income, put that in first.
Take your deductions out.
Right, take your deductions out, and then see, well, what tax bracket am I in? Now, from there, when you dump
more income in.
More income in from the IRA.
It will be in that or a higher bracket.
Right. Exactly.
That's oversimplified, but that's how it works, basically.
Well, yeah, it's important to know that, because I think some people say, well, gee, I'm in the 24% bracket. That means every dollar I take out of that.
No.
That's not
thankfully,
how it works.
No.
Now, if he had a lot of income where he is currently already in the 24% bracket, that could be a problem.
But he made the assumption that with all the depreciation and other things, he's able to write off of all the property he owns personally. So he owns a ton of property personally as well. Not just in his IRA.
Yeah, that's where I can really help you out.
He's expecting to write off most of his taxable income.
Right. So he's thinking about this. As we said, the problem is, and it's a good problem and a bad problem at the same time, he's got about $7 million. Did he say about half of that is in the real estate?
Or? A little more than half. 65% is in real estate in his IRA, but that's just the real estate in his IRA.
Yeah.
He's also got real estate outside of his IRA.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. So most of that has to do with the real estate. Now, once he hits age 70 and a half, if he has that real estate still in his IRA, presumably he will, he's going to have some work to do to figure out what his actual required minimum distribution is and pay the RMD from the IRA. The IRA has to pay the RMD.
The RMD has to make a distribution. Now, luckily, 35% of his IRA is in stacks and cash.
Mm-hmm.
Stacks and stacks of cash.
Yes.
So he's got the ability to take... Even if he had a bad income year where he had a bunch of vacancies, you know, in apartment complexes, you don't expect tremendous vacancies, but...
It happens.
Yeah, you know, who knows what's going on. He'll be able to make the distribution from other sources than just the cash flow from the real estate. So he sounds like he's pretty well diversified, he's got a pretty good handle on things. He's just trying to work on the taxes now.
Yeah, which is it's a good thing to think about. Andy in Phoenix, Arizona. If you had to do it again, would you advise Andy, I'm sure he had his reasons for buying it in the IRA, but would you potentially maybe figure out another way? Would you have figured out another way to buy that real estate other than inside the IRA?
Maybe. I may have tried to use the IRA to make a payment on the real estate that I owned personally.
Yes.
There's different ways to do it, and at this point, over the next 7 years, if he's looking to maybe divest himself of one of the properties to, and instead of buying another one inside, maybe he's just tired of this property and he wants to buy another property.
Yes.
Obviously, you don't need to do a 1031 exchange when it's in an IRA, but you could sell it in the IRA and buy another one personally.
And then use the IRA.
And then use the IRA distribution that he's talking about taking anyway to help pay for that new property. And so over the next 7 years, kind of turn the IRA from a real estate project to more income flowing other areas that are more liquid and easier to value.
It's a good way to get real estate out of the IRA.
That's one way.
You know?
If you're looking to sell it.
Yes, if you sell it.
Some of it may just be wonderful. I mean, some people have some properties that are just cash cow wonderful.
And you don't want to get rid of them. No.
And you can't sell them to yourself.
No, unfortunately, you can't do that.
But you could distribute it to yourself, maybe depending upon the size. I mean, if you had a $400,000 complex, which is a small complex.
It is. It's nothing. It's like a unit and a half.
You could distribute one of them.
Maybe.
So he condoizes the whole thing, and then he starts distributing individual condos.
Hey, that's a good idea. I like that. But you get it out of the IRA, and then you can buy the one next door if you like the property. I don't know. Maybe there's a whole bunch of them. And sell one, buy the one down the way. Anyway, all right, so there you go. That's another topic, by the way, buying real estate in the IRA. We've talked about it. Thank you, Andy. 877-PLANNER. Stick around. We got more Bucket Strategy Investing coming back.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
The synergy between a structured strategy and integrated investments. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Taking your phone calls. We get some emails, too, by the way. If you want to email us, I neglected to mention that, but I think you probably know that by now. Go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed, W-E-A-L-T-H, as in wealth education. And that's what we try to provide on this program. We were talking with Andy in Phoenix about his required minimum distribution strategy. That's another point that we bring up a lot on this show, RMDs, required minimum distributions. It's something that you should be thinking about. Even if you don't have, $7 or more million
in your IRA.
Like Andy did, it's something you really should at least give some thought to and talk over with your advisor. And I would advise you doing it before you're like age 68 or 69. Now, for some people, it's not going to be a big deal. In fact, it won't be a deal at all because they're taking out more than is required because that's just what they need to live off of. So there really isn't, Professor, a strategy necessarily for those folks.
If you have room, maybe you're taking out money to live off of. You haven't taken your Social Security yet, but you have room in the 12% bracket.
No, to get rid of.
You can have, as a married couple, you have roughly $100,000 in gross income, and you only need 60 of it, give or take. I'm just making this. Well, instead of just sitting there saying, well, I'm just going to take my 60 and let this sucker grow, depending upon the size of things, take the other 40 and convert it into the 12% bracket. That way, when you get to 70, maybe your RMD is less, your Social Security kicks in, you don't need as big of a distribution, but you've got multiple sources of assets available.
Well, that's true. And where you should really think about the strategies on RMDs is if you happen to be in the lowest tax bracket and you're in the 0% capital gains bracket. Don't let that go to waste.
And just understand, though, that there is an interaction between distributions from an IRA and the taxability of the Social Security that you're receiving. So,
well, if you're not receiving Social Security.
No, I'm saying once you start receiving Social Security, you have to.
Well, yeah.
It gets expensive real quick, depending upon how life is treating you.
That's why you talk to an advisor and have them help you out with these strategies. We can talk more about that next hour, although we got other stuff to talk about. We have another hour coming up. I wanted to talk to. We'll probably get more into the whole Bucket 2 idea since we haven't really covered much of that. But I saw this. Article, why most retirees will never draw down their retirement portfolio. It doesn't really say why they don't. It's what it was saying, and it was Michael Kitsis, who I respect a lot as a writer, and I guess he's an advisor.
I think he's got some designations
he
behind
does.
Him, but
now,
I, think
whether he
I
actually,
don't think he spends a lot of time with individuals. He's more a researcher, and he's very good at it.
It's very good, and he
at least
writes,
I think. I don't know the man.
I don't know. I'm saying the writing seems to be good, and he gets buckets, although he doesn't always talk so much about it. But he wrote this piece that explained that about the 4% rule and how much you should take out once you're retired. And he had talked about it's a good idea to sort of not take much early on in retirement.
But he also writes on the other side that by doing this, you end up having, in most cases, a ton of money, you know, left over.
Yes, and so my thought to you, we'll talk about this next hour, was, is this a good idea? Is this something that, I mean, should people be frugal throughout the first part? I mean, the best part of retirement, as I understand it, are like the first 10, 12, 15 years.
When you're the most active.
When you're the most active.
You're the healthiest.
Yes, the healthiest compared to what you're going to be. I don't know too many people that are healthier at age 90 than they were at 65. There may be some. But for the most part, so I'm not sure I want to put the brakes on it that early on my retirement spending. But then again, obviously, you know, you don't want to run out of money. So he talked about kind of metaphorically walking on eggshells for the first few years. Wait to see what the sequence of returns is. Wait to see if you have good markets. But here's the other problem with
that. Find a way to avoid the sequence of returns.
Exactly. And he doesn't mention that. He doesn't come up with this. He's assuming a systematic withdrawal method of
a constant portfolio, balanced portfolio.
Right, exactly. And so if you don't have to worry about sequence of returns, maybe you can spend a little bit more and not worry about it early on. How does that work? Most people, when they retire, their spending needs, do they go up, stay about the same, and then dip as they get older, only to go up toward the very end of life when medical costs eat a lot of it up?
Well, once they've got a budget for retirement, what we have seen, and it doesn't work perfectly, but what we've seen is that the overall budget tends to stay fairly stable. Might go up a little bit, but doesn't necessarily keep track with a straight CPI.
In other words, inflation can rise, but their incomes...
Yeah, we're talking about starting at 65 to 75 to 85 to 95. And while inflation will and does affect the cost of the things that a retiree buys, a retiree doesn't buy as many of the things when they're 85 as they did when they were 65, 95. They don't buy as much clothing. We wish they would, you know, change their... Well, maybe they're going back in
they
style
don't.
By the
no,
time.
No, I can guarantee that. I nobody over 80 buys anything new.
They don't typically drive as much. We hope they don't. They usually downsize from, you know, multiple cars to one car, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't travel as much. They still enjoy it, maybe, but they just don't have the energy to do it quite as much.
Maybe their mortgage is finally paid off at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big issue, maybe. But the mortgage actually is a moderating effect if you have a fixed mortgage, you know, that's 25% of your budget in retirement.
Keep
there's 25% of your budget that does not have an escalator from a cost standpoint to it.
Yeah.
So only 75% of your budget potentially will go up in cost, because you've got a fixed expense on the other.
Works in your favor.
I mean, it sounds weird, I understand, but that's budget from budgeting standpoints. And for, I mean, a lot of people, especially when they get into their 80s and later, they're just not, you know, keeping up with their spending in some respects.
Yeah, and one of the things that Michael Kitsis brought up in this article, and we could talk about it more, although I'm discussing it now, was the fact that what if you have 3% inflation or 4% inflation, which we don't always have, but what if you average 4% inflation during your 30-year retirement? Well, you're going to have to give yourself a raise of 4% every single year. And what you're saying, Professor Plum, and what we've seen in reality is that even if inflation is 3-4% per year, people don't need a 3-4% on average per year raise.
Right, I mean,
throughout 35 years.
The cost of going out to dinner goes up 3-4%. But what if I, instead of going out to dinner 10 times a month, I only go out to dinner 6 times a month, times a month.
Which a lot of times 80-year-olds will do.
Or they change their eating habits instead of going out to dinner at the, you know, 7, 8 o'clock time horizon.
They go to Denny's and get the 4:30 dinner?
Or wherever, at Hometown Buffet or whatever, you know.
Well, it's true. They do that. Although my folks, they're in their 80s and they're, well, my mom's not yet, sorry. But they go out to eat still.
Your mom will get mad at you.
I know that. She's still got another year. Oh, her birthday happened just like 10 days ago. Yeah. All right, anyway, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, we got more coming up. 800-644-1150. I should give you the off-air number. This is where you really strategize. Talk about the stuff that we've been talking about. 800-644-1150 right there at Lucia Capital Group. Stick around for another hour. Coming up, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.